This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. I am thrilled today to be joined by Harvard lawyer Nancy Temple. Nancy, in addition to being a Harvard lawyer and the leader and co-founder of a great law firm, is also a hockey mother. The term hockey mother, I don't want to make Nancy sound like Sarah Palin because she's the furthest thing from that. Not a knock on Sarah Palin. But Nancy is a leader and a mother of three hockey-playing kids. And what that means to all of us is that she is very busy managing both leading her business with her team and managing her kids. And today we're going to talk for a few minutes about what does that look like? How do you make that work as a tremendous woman professional today or a male professional today where you're managing both the kids and work? And how do you make that all work so you get the quality of strength at both? Nancy, before we get started, let me ask you to take a moment and introduce yourself.
Sure, Scott. My name's Nancy Temple. I have a small firm called Catton and Temple here in Chicago. We have 10 lawyers. It's a boutique trial law firm. And we've been around for about 12 years, and hopefully we'll be around 12 years from now, too. So that's our business. And as you mentioned, Scott, I have three active boys who play hockey and other sports, so I'm constantly juggling their schedules as well.
Oh, fantastic. And how do you do that? That's really the feature of this today. You do this magnificent job. I mean, you're working from home. You're taking the kids to hockey games, hockey practice. You've got a husband, of course, a partner that helps a great deal. But you're also a magnificent frontline leading lawyer and business person. How do you make this all work?
Well, I follow the advice of one of my mentors and friends, Laura Schumacher. She's a leader at AbbVie and a mother. Her children are more grown now, but she rose to general counsel at Abbott and then went over to AbbVie and is executive VP and general counsel there. And she has always explained that it's not about balance, it's about integration. It's how to get what you need to get done at a particular time, integrating your family life and your work life. So particularly with technology and in this area of COVID, we are better able to integrate. But, you know, I'll go to the hockey rink and enjoy that one-on-one time with my kid in the car where I learn what happened at school that day and I'm not missing out on that. But then I'll bring my laptop. There's Wi-Fi there. I'll get on a conference call at the rink, and I integrate work and home life together to get it done. I get up early before the kids do, make a pot of coffee, and I get my best work done early in the morning before anyone's awake. So that's what works for me. Everybody else has a different schedule and different needs, but integration is key. The other tip I have is you need an IDA, is what another mentor of mine told me. A mother of three, a lawyer who used to be a federal prosecutor, then in private practice. Glenna Freeman told me once, you need an IDA. And IDA was the name of her nanny who helped her with her three children growing up. And so I had my own IDA, fabulous member of our family who served as a nanny and helped me raise the three boys when they were younger. But I've had plenty of other help besides our Vicky and Ida. There are other parents out there who are doing this just like I am, who are working and juggling kids and kids' activities. And so it literally does take a village. In addition to my husband, who's a huge, huge help, there are other parents, moms and dads who pitch in with carpools and taking kids and helping out on the different activities. So that the willingness to accept help and just integrate and get what you need to get done at the time you need to get it done.
In this willingness to be open to help, to embrace that help, to almost run everything as a team, the business, the household, and so forth, you know, and also make it sure, and I know you do this, spend a ton of individual time with the three boys, with your three boys, so important to be able to leverage and manage and team and make sure you're spending that quality time with your kids as well. just a great balancing act, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, one of our mutual friends from law school, who has six children, as he explained it once, when he's at work, he always feels like the pressure to be doing something with his family at home. And when he's with the family, he always feels the pressure to be doing something for work. But overall, it works out. And I think that's just part of life right now. When you have children of school age who are growing up, you've got that responsibility to raise them. But I also hope that focusing on my professional career is a benefit to them, that they see that as a role model and learn something from it. And I think they're fairly independent because I don't have time to do everything for them. So I think hopefully that's a benefit for them too overall. But any given day, it does feel a little crazy at times overall.
With the amount of independence that three boisterous boys have, do you ever worry about the hockey that they play turning into hockey fights like slapstick in the old days in the old movies?
Well, raising three boys and three brothers are going to fight no matter what. It's part of life. So yes, we do have to supervise that once in a while. But so far they haven't been sent to the sin bin too much, as they call it. So.
And do you ever think that if you came from a family of five kids, I believe, that having a family of three boys, that you sort of took it easy, that three wasn't enough, that maybe you need a few more?
Oh, Scott, I am 56. I think I'm done for now. But, I love being the oldest of five kids. There was always somebody to do something with and always extra people around the house and never a dull moment. So we enjoy having the three boys and extra cousins and friends whenever we can.
But God bless you, Nancy. Just a magnificent job of balancing being a mom and having a magnificent career. I want to thank you again for joining the Becker Business Podcast today. Just fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.